You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. It takes plenty of heavy lifting to become a physician, a nurse, a dietitian, or other healthcare professional. Long years of coursework and clinical training can leave little room to learn other important skills, the kind of skills that can make a health professional an important player in the public policy sphere and prepare to tackle some of our most urgent environmental health challenges. So the Ecology Center is offering a new fellowship program to train health professionals about effective civic engagement and environmental health risks. Rebecca Munich is with the Ecology Center. Hi, Rebecca.
Good to be here today.
And speaking of medical professionals, we have retired neonatal nurse Joyce Stein with us. Good to have you here, Joyce.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Rebecca, just tell us what exactly is the mission of the Health Leaders Fellowship?
Well, we at the Ecology Center work with health professionals like Joyce in our advocacy efforts to make sure that we're protecting children from toxic chemicals, reducing exposure to dirty energy emissions, and getting access to healthier food in our healthcare system. And what we have seen is that many of the health professionals we work with are interested in getting a little bit more training on these issues. And so that's the mission, is to provide the issue training on three very important environmental health issues, and then critical civic engagement training so that the health professionals can make an impact in their own communities and in the public policy sphere.
Because they certainly pack quite a punch. If you're an MD or you're a nurse with the neonatal nursing experience that you have, Joyce, to stand perhaps at a civic meeting or writing letters to legislators, you do pack quite a punch, don't you?
Yes, I think we do, and I don't think we take advantage of that enough. We spend so much time in screening or treatment, and we aren't really working on prevention, which is where the public policy realm comes in. And health leaders need to really be more active in saying, what are these health implications? The program is going to be identifying things such as toxic chemicals or climate change. You know, what are the health impacts?
And these things are not really covered in nursing school or med school or...
Not really. You know, usually when you're in school, you're focusing on a specific patient who has a specific illness. You know, and these things, though they have very individual health outcomes, they're really global exposures. And so as population exposures, health professionals need to be more active in what are those risks and helping the consumer make good choices.
And what do you think this lack of training or lack of awareness means in terms of the kind of care patients are getting, and also what's being done to keep people healthy?
I think it's really difficult for a health professional when they're in the clinic setting to address many of these issues. I mean, you only have, and Joyce could speak to this, only have a few moments with the patient. So in order to do something like take an environmental health history, that's difficult to work in. And many folks may not even, you know, be considering it. And so I think the importance here is to give our fellows that will come through the program a little bit of time to see how they can use these new skill sets in different ways and affect public health at a different level than one-on-one with a patient, perhaps, but making sure we have policies that protect our health to begin with.
So having the kind of information that and training that can be had in this fellowship, Joyce, what would that do, and how, what kind of difference would that make in that day-to-day interaction with patients and their families?
Well, as a neonatal nurse working with babies and pregnant women, now with more media exposure on chemicals, you know, some of the questions they ask, is this a safe product? Is that a safe product? You know, what things should I avoid? So health professionals don't get that in our training. So, you know, we're learning just like the public is. So the Health Leaders Program, I think, will help us tackle more specifically what are the specific health illnesses that we need to be focusing on in order to help counsel our patients.
I'm speaking with retired neonatal nurse Joyce Stein, who spent many decades taking care of neonates at the University of Michigan Hospital. And then Rebecca Munich is here. She's with the Ecology Center, talking about this fellowship program, a new fellowship program to train health professionals about effective civic engagement and the environmental health risk. Tell us about, what does this fellowship entail? Is there a cost, and what kind of time commitments needed?
So the fellowship is designed to be, hopefully, to be as friendly as we can to health professional schedules. And so we'll have a series of webinars and then a few in-person meetings. We think it's really important for the health professionals that we work with to really build a cohort of colleagues, a network of peers that they can go to. So there are 4 in-person mm-hmm. meetings or lectures. 2 of them are actually field experiences where we'll take our fellows to Lansing so they can get some civic engagement training there, talk to lawmakers on the issues that they care about. And another would be to visit a healthcare system and see what actually can be happening within the hospital to green the institution and make it a healthier place for both the patients and the health professionals who work there. And as I said, there'll be webinars that will be accessible for folks to watch so they don't have to necessarily come in mm-hmm. each time. So I think that'll make it a little easier. There's no cost to the program. There actually is a small stipend that we'll offer our fellows for their practicum project that we'll work with them on. It's a guided practicum in an issue area that is important to them on these environmental health issues that will help them write letters to the editor, for example, about an issue or meet with a lawmaker on that to get them hands-on training that way.
Who are you hoping will sign up for this fellowship?
Well, we're open to a lot of different types of health professionals. My personal favorite are nurses. We've had applications already from quite a few nurses. We've got interest from pediatricians and other physicians. Dietitians are really important, especially with our food on healthy food and healthcare. And so we're open to a wide range of health professionals, midwives and everyone. So,
and from all over Michigan?
From all over Michigan. As I mentioned, there's mm-hmm. you know, four-day commitment, but it's over the course of 9 months. So we try to make that very accessible to folks. And so hopefully they can come and join us for the 2 sessions in Ann Arbor and the others across the state.
Is there any movement toward getting in on the ground level, if you will, in nursing school or in medical school to try to get coursework that would actually focus the students' attention on these environmental health? Is that something that could happen?
Yeah, actually there is. There's a lot of programs in the public community health nursing programs and such that do have the book work, mm-hmm. But you're not seeing the taking it to the next level. I mean, I'm still dealing with premature infants and their different health issues, but I'm not getting the tools to advocate to prevent those. And this is what we're looking at. You know, these environmental exposures are having impacts on our health, whether it's asthma, cancer, and we need to take an advocacy position that's going to help prevent that. It's not enough to just screen for it and then treat it, but if we haven't done anything to prevent it. So it's educating the healthcare professionals now on what are all the prevention strategies and exposure that are causing illnesses that we need to work on at a policy level.
And know how to talk to those folks in Lansing and at the local level who are the decision makers and the
exactly.
policy setters. What do you hope, Rebecca, will be the payoff for the people of Michigan after these doctors and nurses and nutritionists and other healthcare professionals have gone through the fellowship? What do you hope will be the payoff?
I hope that we can see some positive movement in public policy either at the state or the national level or even within various cities where these health professional fellows live. Mm-hmm. What we know from Gallup poll after Gallup poll is that health professionals such as nurses are some of the most trusted voices in our society. And so I think that with all of that trust behind them, that they can really make a difference in advocating for better public health policy to protect children, to protect our environment, our precious Great Lakes here. So that's what I hope to see out of this. I hope to see greener hospitals. We also know that nurses and other health professionals have higher levels of toxic chemicals in their bodies than many of us do in our regular lives and day jobs. And so I'd like to see those exposure levels go down for health professionals as well.
And you can learn more about the Health Leaders Fellowship by going to the Ecology Center website. It's very easy, ecocenter.org. That's ecocenter.org. And we should remind all healthcare professionals who are listening, the deadline for application to this free program is this Friday, Valentine's Day. Rebecca and Joyce, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.